Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rich Gannon's appearances on the show are brought to you by Wixon Jewelers, the Twin Cities destination for exceptional jewelry and fine Swiss watches. The former MVP is kind enough to join us. Always a pleasure, sir. I have a question for you. So you told us last week that when you fly into the city, that you fly in on a Friday and a CBS vehicle picks you up and they take you around, and also you get a hotel for a couple nights. You and Kevin now are working this week's game. I'm assuming a car is still going to pick you up and take you to Twin Cities Orthopedics, and you also have a hotel in downtown Minneapolis.
You're right, Chad. You know, I think like players, we become creatures of habit, and you know, we want to prepare the same way, right? So we've got a game. I know it's technically a home game for me, but you know, I still go to practice on Friday, still meet with the players and the coaches, and then I'll go downtown and I'll stay at our CBS hotel because we'll have interviews with the visitors, the Denver Broncos, on Saturday afternoon. We'll also have our CBS production meeting Saturday night as we look at our graphics and our video and our first on the field and the open and all the other things that you know, that make up our broadcast. And so I like to, you know, I suppose I could stay at the house, but I like to be prepared, and I like to do things the right way and do it in a consistent manner each week.
What I was hoping you were going to say, Rich, is no, I don't need a car and I don't need the hotel room. So then I was going to say, can I have the car?
Yeah.
And can I use the hotel room?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know how we roll.
So. Yeah.
Happy to help you out.
I appreciate that. Let me start with what's going on with Colin Kaepernick this Saturday. Where here we are in the middle of November. We're in the second half of the season. He hasn't played in years. We're all aware of the reasons why, or the speculation why, and a settlement that was reached. Now we're going to have officials from all the teams, if they would like to, go see Kaepernick work on a Saturday. And you just laid it out. A lot of teams are flying on a Saturday. All the teams are preparing for the game. What's your read on why this is taking place now?
I'm confused. I would say that I've never heard of the league putting together a workout for a player. I was out of football one year when I had my shoulder surgery, my rotator cuff surgery. I never recall getting a phone call from the National Football League saying, hey, we put together a workout for you and we're going to invite everyone to come. I think it's highly unusual. I would say that I was out of football for a year and it made it very difficult for me to get back into the league.
Mm-hmm.
There's concern when you're out in terms of the idleness, in terms of what the player's been doing. A player hasn't been at practice. He hasn't been really working at his craft. I think when you look at Colin Kaepernick, it's not a year, it's several years.
Yes.
That he's been away from the game. Here's the other issue, Chad. It's that even if a team had a need at the quarterback position, you first look within your organization. You look to see if you've got a younger player. You look to see if you've got a practice squad player who's been in the meetings, who's been, you know, out of practice, who's been, you know, a part of the game planning. Colin Kaepernick hasn't done any of that.
Yeah.
And to bring him in at this point in the season, you know, you'd spend the next month just getting up to speed so he could step into the huddle and even call the play. So I think it's highly unlikely. I would also say the timing of it. Most general managers, if there's an away game, are flying to watch
college
teams play
yeah.
on Saturday. And
exactly.
So are the pro personnel people.
Right.
So I think it's unusual that teams would make an effort to go to Atlanta to look at a player who's been out of football for several years who brings with them, let's just say, a lot of baggage.
To me, Rich, this looks like they feel like they have to fulfill part of a legal commitment, and they're doing this, but nobody believes it's really going to lead to anything.
Well, he tweeted that he was looking forward to meeting with the coaches and the general managers. Now, I can tell you that I can't imagine a single NFL coach could make it down to Atlanta for the workout.
No,
I mean,
way.
How would that possibly happen? You've got the Viking coaches that have their, you know, meetings and practices and walkthroughs, and same with the Denver Broncos who are flying. And you're not going to take a coach from your staff and say, hey, tell you what, this game's not that important. Yeah. Why don't you fly to Atlanta
right.
and be at this workout? I can't even imagine many general managers. I think what's going to happen is, I think there's going to be a handful of teams that will send someone from their personnel department to go down and look at the workout for just to check the box.
That's it. I'm with you. Let's talk about the Vikings opponent. Rich Gannon is with us. He's working the game with Kevin Harlan. So check that out on CBS this Sunday. It's a noon start. And let's go with the man in charge. John Elway is one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks. He is enormous in Denver. He's made tons of money outside of the Broncos with car dealerships. And then he comes in, he runs the team, he convinced Peyton Manning to sign. They go to two Super Bowls, they win one, and it's like everything the guy does is perfect. And since then, Rich, everything he's done with the quarterback position hasn't worked. How much heat is justifiable with Elway?
There's no question. There's been a revolving door since Peyton Manning rode off into the sunset. That they plugged in, you know, quarterbacks via trade, the draft, free agency. Obviously, Brandon Allen is the guy that's next up. So, you know, Chad, think about this. Since the 2017 season, they've had six different quarterbacks. That's tied for most in the NFL during that span. So they've not been able to get that position right. Even Joe Flacco, who they spent a lot of money for in free agency, I don't want to use the term was a bust, but he grossly underperformed. Let's put it that way. And now they turn to a quarterback in Brandon Allen, who I did his game 2 weeks ago. So they're coming off their bye. I did the game against Cleveland. And quite frankly, I thought he handled himself well, but it was his first ever snap in an NFL game.
If Denver would pull off this upset, what are they capable of doing?
Well, I would tell you that both offenses are very similar. This is an offense that's built on running the football. They've got two really good backs in Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman. The offensive line's not great. The quarterback's got some good mobility. He can extend plays. They're very young and inexperienced at wide receiver. Their best player, obviously, is Courtland Sutton. They've got a tight end that they like, Noah Fant. He had a big catch, but you know, he's a good player. He's a developing player. He's not a sensational player at this point in his career. And I would tell you the defense is the strength of their team. This is a top five defense. It's been a top five defense most of the season. I think most Viking fans are very familiar with who Vic Fangio is, the former coordinator of the 49ers, mm-hmm. and most recently the Chicago Bears. They play hard. They're well coached. They've got a good defensive line. And of course, you've got to deal with Von Miller, who quite frankly has been quiet so far this season. He's got four sacks in nine games.
So let's talk about the victory on Sunday. A very credible win. They beat a talented, and as you pointed out last week, one of the hardest teams to figure out, a very inconsistent team. The Vikings and Cousins in particular, since he came here, they've been looking for a signature road win against an upper-level team on the road, difficult circumstances. Was Sunday enough, or was it not quite to that level?
I thought it was good. I really did. And I, you know, they beat a winning team on the road for the first time with Cousins at quarterback, and it came in prime time. So I think you check all the boxes, right? Look, I think a lot's been made of that. I just look at the numbers. I think you look at the first four games with Kirk Cousins. The Vikings are 2-2. You look at his numbers, three touchdowns, two picks. Look at over the last six games what he's done, Chad. They're 5-1. He's completing almost 72% of his passes. He's throwing for 100 yards more a game than he did in the first month of the season. And he's thrown 15 touchdowns in just one pick. In fact, since week five, he's thrown for more yards and more touchdowns than any quarterback in football. If you don't like Kirk Cousins, that's one thing. But what you have to say is the guy has really played well over the last month and a half.
For sure. So I'll finish with this and let you go. Where do you think the Vikings fit in the NFC? We just watched the 49ers finally lose. And by the way, Garoppolo, I thought he was really jittery back there. Russell Wilson leads that. Seattle's obviously better than people thought. New Orleans, we thought we liked them. Then they lose to Atlanta. Packers hang on and beat a pretty good Carolina team. So where is Minnesota in that pecking order?
I think they're right there. And I think that, you know, a lot of people want to start talking about who's the best team in the playoffs and who can make a Super Bowl run. I think a lot's going to be determined certainly over the next month and a half. I like what I've seen from the Vikings. I'm well into my study. I've got one more game to look at. You know, I think Dalvin Cook is the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
I really like this guy. I like Alexander Mattison as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kyle Rudolph may be having one of his best seasons. People don't talk enough about how good he is in the running game in terms of blocking. He is a big man, and he moves people at the point of attack. They've been able to deal with the fact that they haven't had Adam Thielen a couple of weeks, and the defense is really good. There's not a lot of weaknesses right now when you look at them. Can they play better on the edges a little bit in the secondary? There's no question about that. You look at Trey Waynes, even Xavier Rhodes. But I like this group. I think they're well coached. The quarterback's playing with some confidence. And I think what happens over the next six weeks will really determine. You mentioned San Francisco and Seattle. I think San Francisco's got a great offensive line when it comes to running the football, good backs, and a great defense. But I'm not so sure I trust the quarterback. The quarterback.
I agree.
Anyone watching that game would say, I'll take Russell Wilson any day over Jimmy Garoppolo.
Not close.
And I think, so that's the big thing. Can Kirk Cousins maintain this consistency and this production the next 6 weeks? That's going to be the key, because I think they're good enough around him to win in the postseason.
Great stuff, sir. If you change your mind and don't want the vehicle and don't want the hotel room, just let me know.
Oh, you're the best. But I'm looking forward to doing a home game.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years. We did the Colts Vikings game, but it should be a good one. And I'm anxious to see what the Vikings can do against what I think is a pretty good Denver defense.
Thanks, man. Travel safe here in town. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You're the best.
I always love having Rich on. A reminder, Rich's appearance is brought to you by Wixen Jewelers, the Twin Cities destination for exceptional jewelry and fine Swiss watches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.